Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. Joining me again in the studio is Dr. Richard Podell, via satellite from North Carolina, is my partner and good buddy Don Goldberg. And in the studio as well, Dr. Don Brown. If you just tuned in, you missed a power-packed first hour, a lot of information. And, well, next time you'll know you have to tune in at 2 o'clock, not 3 o'clock.
Well, you know, they can always listen to what they missed by going to our website and clicking on the radio tab and playing the MP3 file of the show at a later date.
That's right. That's a good point. Okay. Those of you who are on the phones, thank you for staying there. And let's talk to Eric calling from Queens.
Yeah, hi. Am I on?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
We're good.
I have a similar question to the fellow that preceded me there regarding PSA and the use of genistein to lower the PSA. And I understand from reading reports from Life Extension that I have here that PSA that when it's lowered by genistein, that the genistein will also stop and lower your testosterone, and I'm concerned about that because my baseline of testosterone reading was 188. Now it's probably around 350, 375, the last blood test and all. So I'm concerned that if I use the genistein, that the testosterone will go down, and I'll be a candidate for a heart attack and go like my father did.
I don't know about that. I hadn't heard anything about genistein lowering testosterone.
Well, let's see the Life Extension report.
Genistein is a phytoestrogen, a weak phytoestrogen. I don't know we're back to the same question that we had a moment ago. It sounds like you're concerned about lowering your PSA score. And
which is 77.
That's not the point.
Yeah, if I could just jump in for a second. The only data that is meaningful with regards to PSA and natural medicines is for men who have had prostate cancer that were treated for prostate cancer. And one of the measures that's used to track them is the prostate-specific antigen. And there is interesting data on things like genistein, which, by the way, is somewhat anecdotal at this point. Also, pomegranate, and particularly a pomegranate known as juice known as Palm Wonderful. Very interesting data on the possibility of that actually keeping men in remission for longer periods of time. Green tea was brought up earlier. It's another one that's on the radar screen. So that's really, when we get into natural medicine and PSA, where we actually have data that's meaningful that could be discussed with your urologist. Other than that, I agree with Don 100%. This whole idea of just lowering PSA for the sake of lowering it, you got to know what's going on before you start doing that.
Now, it's possible, as you said, that genistein could impact the testosterone level. But if your concern is prostate cancer and you think that the genistein can help ward off the prostate cancer, then that's sort of one of the things you have to put up with. It would be a slightly lowered testosterone level.
Right, but you said the testosterone level was okay, wasn't it? Isn't that what you said?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Your testosterone level had gotten higher.
Well, yeah, it's gone up over the years from 12 years ago when it started moving from a baseline of 14, which Erwin Goldstein, urologist, said some people have a high PSA. So it's jumped and jumped and jumped until it went up to 77. And I've had DREs and ultrasound, and they can find nothing, absolutely nothing. And I feel 100%, you know, I'm really great. I'm only 78, and I'm shooting for at least 100.
And well, at 78, whatever you're doing, they sound great. Keep on doing it.
Well, I go to alternative doctors, and I read a lot about cancer and heart. So,
good for you.
But also, one thing, I have the crease on my left ear, which indicates that I can be in line for a heart attack because of high triglycerides, for one thing, which I'm working on now.
Well, if you didn't have it yet, you know, you're ahead of the, you're way ahead of the curve, Eric. So
yeah, well, chelation helped that.
Eric,
my carotid artery is like zero.
Oh, well. All right, Eric, good to talk to you. Next, we have, let's see, Thomas calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Thomas.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. The preceding has really fired me up to what I'm calling about, really. I think the greatest need we have in about vitamins and minerals and other supplements is somebody like the FDA who will wipe out this kind of stuff that happens. Now, I've been hearing advertisements for years, maybe 5 years at least, that your PSA will be lowered if you take this pill or that, but it doesn't mean anything, right? It's as worthless as teats on a boar hog.
That's right. You got it.
Well, why don't somebody do something? Looks like Milner would be smart enough to come out and approve vitamins. I guess you all don't want to get involved in that. Or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I know what you're saying, Thomas.
Something to do with hogs?
Proving all these weird accusations and promises
well,
and so forth.
Okay, because Thomas, we do. We talk about this repeatedly over the years. We have discussed this exact question many, many, many times. I have spoken out and used a lot of the kinds of ads you are talking about as examples of what you folks should watch out for. We've done this many, many times. We've also told the listeners many times that we are very careful about which product lines that we carry. We are very careful about who we let advertise on both the radio show and on our the publications that we do. We refuse to carry many, many product lines. In other cases, we put restrictions on the types of things that they can say. We personally do try to evaluate, you know, both Arnie and I have extensive experience in quality control and manufacturing. We have Don Brown on right now. I visited Nature's Way personally, for example, as just one case in point. I examined their facility. I went out there. We always try to go and inspect the various companies that we talk about. Now, that doesn't mean that we have certain products in our stores that we carry because people ask for them. What we try to do is this, and then it's a very good question that you're asking, and I'll tell you what our philosophy is. If you come into our store, Thomas, and you say, can you recommend a good probiotic supplement, for example? Fine. We will recommend products that we feel confident in from a quality standpoint. We may not bring certain products to your attention because that's not what you're... Now, if you come in and you say, well, do you have so-and-so brand of so-and-so product? Well, fine. Yeah, okay, here it is. How many would you like? That's the best we can do, okay? But that's one of the unique things about Wilner Chemist that because we have that capability, we have that kind of expertise, and you can tell by listening to the program that we're not just jumping on the bandwagon for every miracle cure that comes along. Okay? So one of the things that you can do, you are doing, and that is to listen to and visit Wilner Chemists. I will pause, relinquish, gradually drink a glass of water, and step off my soapbox.
There you go. All right, Thomas. Hope we answered your question a little bit. Thanks for the call. Okay, Marcy from Ocean Grove, New Jersey.
Hi there. I take Synthroid, and I want to take a probiotic. Is there any particular time of day that's better, given that consideration? Does it have to be taken on an empty stomach?
Marcy, actually, it depends on the delivery form that you take the probiotic in. Nature's Way has products that are enteric coated. That means that the capsule actually gets past the stomach acid and is released into the intestinal tract. That sort of delivery form you can take anytime you want because there's no concern about the stomach acid actually killing off the probiotic strains that are in the capsule. If you take a enteric coated product, like a powder or even a capsule that's not enteric coated, probably better to take it closer to your meals because your stomach acid right after a meal is actually not as acidic, and that's a good time to take a probiotic if you're taking a non-enteric coated product.
Now, take it along with the fish oil and the calcium that I take after dinner?
Sure. That'd be fine to do that.
You don't want to take the thyroid with the calcium, because I think they can bind each other and interfere with absorption. Yeah. You want to take calcium at a different time?
Right. Yeah.
What Dr. Brown just said may kind of surprise a few of you, even though we've said this many times in the past. You know, there are still people who recommend taking probiotics on an empty stomach, and it's somewhat controversial, I think, but I've always recommended just the opposite. I think the food in your stomach sort of buffers it a little bit, prevents the action of the acid. So you'll still see other people telling you the opposite, but I think the pendulum is swinging more in favor of taking it with the food. But I have a question for Dr. Brown. Maybe I'll...
Wait till after the break.
Let's take a break, and then I want to ask about the chewable probiotic product.
Okay, Marcy, did we answer your question?
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling, Marcy. Okay, it's time for another break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WRR in New York City and WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. And our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Dr. Richard Podell.
And our special guest. We're going to leave you out next time, Richard.
If you're not on.
Pay attention.
That's right. Okay. We'll be back after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
And take note, the full line of Jarrow formulas now on sale at Wilner Chemist, 25% off list price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. Listen to these great deals now in effect. Doctor's Best, from 40 to 50% off the entire line. Everything's the entire line. Chapter, 40% off. Source Naturals, Natrol, 35% off. Country Life, American Health, Nature's Way, and a few others. also at 30% off. Solgar is on sale. Jarrow's on sale. Enzymatic Therapy on sale. Allergy Research Group. All full lines on sale. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Now, if you were on our mailing list, you would have received already our new thick product reference catalog. If you are not on our mailing list, you should be, and you can do that merely by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online, or you can call us up at 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. We'll put you on the list. The number again, 1-800-633-1106. You can also pick the current copy up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. So to visit us, you can either come to one of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can stop by our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And some great news. The entire line of Solgar products now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Did you know that almost a quarter of today's prescription drugs are based on chemicals found in plants? And studies have shown that herbal remedies can be particularly effective in keeping people well. That's why Sprunk Janssen products work alongside modern medicine. Their formulas are based on traditional Greek-Arabic medicine, the original basis for European herbalism and modern pharmaceuticals. So if you want to find a safe and effective way to keep your heart healthy, spice up your love life, relieve red, dry, and itchy skin, or address other health challenges you may be having, stop by your nearest natural food store and look for the beautiful butterfly boxes that are exclusively Sprunk Janssen, a company whose concentrated synergistic formulas combine modern science with herbal wisdom. Find out more about healthy lifestyle and skincare at Sprunk Janssen's website, sprunk-janssen.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And
can I ask a quick question, Arnie, since we have Dr.
Brown?
No,
you have to call in.
Oh, I do? Okay, make believe I'm calling in. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hello? Is this Ani?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, look, while we have Dr. Brown, I want to cover a few other things about the Primadophilus probiotic products, okay? One thing that kind of piqued my curiosity, Dr. Brown mentioned earlier in the show during the first hour that they have a chewable a tablet with the probiotics. And, you know, one of the difficulties with probiotic supplements, of course, is making sure that they survive the digestive process and reach the lower bowel where they kind of do their thing. And I've always wondered how you can have a chewable probiotic supplement and not end up destroying a significant a portion of the starting population through the exposing it to the enzymes and such when you start chewing it. So that's my first question. How do you get around that, Dr. Brown?
Well, it's a very good question, Don. One of the things that we do, we work with our largest supplier of probiotic strains is a company called Harmonium, which is outside Montreal in Canada. And we actually, in our products that are non-enteric coated, like our children's powder, the chewable tablets, and then also the intensive product that was mentioned in one of the advertisements, which is a very high-potency product, we actually work with them to use strains that are more resistant to acid, and bile salts would be the other issue in the digestive process that can be harmful to probiotics. Even with that said, we still recommend that if a child's taking the chewable tablet, that they take it after a meal, preferably, just again because of that buffering effect that you talked about before.
Okay, good. And the other question, most, if not all, of the Primadophilus products are combinations of various strains. At the very least, they have a couple of organisms, but as you mentioned, I think some are 8, 9 different strains or something. There is some argument. Some people feel it's better to not mix the strains. I kind of disagree. I think it's best to have a mixture, but do you have a quick answer to this argument as to whether it's better to have to limit a product to one strain only, or is it better to or why have you guys decided to go with the combination?
Well, our products are really geared more for wellness use as opposed to illness use, and I think when you get into the illness area, selection of specific strains is probably more important based on what the research shows. With regards to sort of wellness purposes, our feeling is that a little bit more diversity, and again, it could be that in 10 years we're proven completely wrong, but sort of anecdotally we feel like diversity is good, and certainly the product that is the greatest example of that would be our Optima product, which has 14 different strains. Again, getting back to sort of the testing that we do, we challenge the manufacturer of the strains, or the people who actually we purchase the strains from, to test those strains used together. In other words, does one strain have a tendency to counteract or to be sort of a bully on the block with regards to the other strains? And with those products that we have combinations, we test for whether there's a decrease in a certain strain when it's together with others. And so far, so good, particularly with our Optima product, again, which has 14 strains.
Okay, great. Good. Thank you very much for that.
All righty. All right. Quickly, let's talk to Denise from Westwood, New Jersey.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if there's something to help prevent hair loss, and the second part, ridges in your nails.
Well, the hair loss is a tough one. You know, Don Brown and I are somewhat follicularly challenged. So, but you're talking about a woman. So,
yeah.
Anything you think about when you think about that, Dr. Prodell?
Well, what I think about is anything that's gone wrong is the risk factor that makes nails or hair go bad. And it's not just like it's one particular nutrient, like, you know, silica or biotin or whatever those can be. But generally, I think one has to look at the overall health. And
all right.
Okay.
You know what? We're coming up against a break that we have to take, Denise. So if you want to hang on the phone over this break, we'll try and confuse you a little more.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. We have to pause for this break. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as we travel over in Rockland County, New York State Thruway southbound side at exit 13, three of four lanes blocked, so things very tricky through that stretch. Anticipate very heavy delays. And in Westchester on 287 eastbound side at exit 3, there's an accident being cleared. Hudson River Crossings, Tappan Zee Bridge looking good. Lincoln Tunnel, about a 15-minute wait in both directions. Over at the Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes on the outbound side. Inbound side, you're okay. GW Bridge, Lower Deckinstown, there's an accident being cleared. As a result, at least a 15-minute wait on both decks as you try to get across the span. FDR Drive southbound side of 15th Street and through to Houston Street. Earlier road construction has finally been lifted. This report is sponsored by the New Jersey Travel and Tourism Board. This fall, New Jersey has a great destination in any direction. For something out of the ordinary, you can take part in the 10th annual New Jersey Lighthouse Challenge. Discover more New Jersey fall destinations. Just visit nj.org. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your Omega diet? While omega-3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing, omega-7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega-7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega-3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And Denise, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Denise, the hair loss could be due to hormonal factors, and we wouldn't know that, of course. However, some of the nutrients that might help your hair and your nails would be, number one, make sure you're taking adequate amounts of calcium and magnesium. Okay, which you should be doing for the osteoporosis anyway, or, you know, to maintain your bone health anyway.
Okay. I do take that. What about vitamin D? Would that be a sign that you're not taking enough?
No, not at all. Okay. However, there are a couple of things which I'll tell you about now. One is silica.
Silica,
it comes from an herb called horsetail, but the kind that I think would be better would be a one that's a liquid form. It's available in drops, also in capsules. It's called, there's two products out. One is called Biosil, and the other is called Jarosil. They're both soluble forms of the mineral silicon, and that's very, very important for hair and nails. And the second thing would be one of the B vitamins called biotin. Biotin is, if you are somewhat deficient in biotin, that can cause weakness in hair and nails. So I would suggest if you're going to use that, you might want to take 5 to 10 milligrams of biotin a day. And take about 10 to 20 drops of the Biosil or Jarosil a day, along with your multivitamin, along with your minerals. Make sure you're getting enough protein, because protein is important for hair and nails as well.
And
you'll be on.
Tell her about the new Phytotech liquid herbal product, Arnie.
The name of that one. What is the name?
It's called, for lack of a better name, we ended up calling it the Lustrous Hair.
How do you like that?
Lustrous Hair. Well, you know, most of the other good names were taken. You can't call it hair, skin, and nails or like that. Lustrous Hair, it's based on a traditional Chinese formula. There are some others out there, too, similar formulas. It's a mixture of various herbs and things that's been around for a long time. You know, Dr. Brown said sometimes we have to kind of give the nod to a tradition. Well, this is a formula that's been in use or based upon a formula that's been in use for a long, long time. So another thing that you could do, it comes in a liquid, a 2-ounce a bottle called Lustrous Hair. It's in the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. So that's something else you could try.
Hey, okay. Don, I just wanted to say that the hair that's left on the side of Barney's head looks very lustrous right now.
We haven't really given him a chance to try this yet. Came in last week. It's a brand new product. So next time you come by, Don.
So you imagine what the lustrous is going to do for me when
next
it looks
time
lustrous
you come
now.
By, you won't recognize Arnie, okay?
Thanks for calling, Denise. All right. Next, we have Walter calling from Manhattan.
How you doing, gentlemen? Great show, as usual.
Thanks.
For the doctors, Podell and Brown, what would be the significance of running a percent-free PSA when you run the PSA?
Well, it's basically, it gives you extra information that may be a better predictor of whether there's cancer there or not. Okay, so in the ideal world, you would do both tests. I think that it's not yet standard. One isn't required to. I usually just do the PSA, and if it's high, I send them over to the urologist. But in fact, adding the free and the total does give you some more information.
Yes, and what should be the minimum of the percent free? 25%? That's what you would like?
I don't really have a number in my head because I haven't studied it enough, so I can't give it to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Walter. Thanks for calling. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Leah from Queens, you're next. Hello. Hi, Leah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We hear you great.
Okay. For someone who was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder and is taking 0.75 milligrams of Klonopin, what else would you recommend to promote sleep and a general sense of well-being?
Well, if we're talking about nutrients, I'll talk about that. But understand, there's a lot of issues of why are you anxious? Why are you not sleeping? For instance, is your thyroid overactive? Do you have sleep apnea? Are you upset about things in your life? But things that are helpful for anxiety, where we have some decent data in the natural way, is the PharmaGABA product, which is a kind of a stabilized form of the GABA, what do we call it, neurochemical. Theanine, the product in green tea. It surprised me, there was a good double-blind study on using very high-dose ginkgo biloba seeming to show benefit. And I know, Don, if you saw this one, where a Japanese study using arginine and lysine together as a double-blind study that seems to help for anxiety. There are a lot of things. I have a nurse practitioner in my office who teaches people slow, deep diaphragmatic breathing, a variety of imaging techniques, and these are all useful ways. But you still have to get underlying as to what physical and or emotional factors are triggering the anxiety and triggering the poor sleep.
Yeah, and the other thing that I would just toss out is that you're taking something for anxiety right now, so be very, very careful of any sort of herbal product that you would add in addition, because it may interfere with the actions or possibly exacerbate them. I would say for insomnia, a real simple one that would be on the radar screen that is unlikely to interfere with the drug that you're taking would be melatonin, would probably be safe for you to take to help a little bit with sleep quality. But I agree with Dr. Podell. Again, the goal here is not to get to just an alternative, but to really get to lifestyle changes that help, get to the underlying cause.
Okay. How much melatonin would you recommend?
I usually find that 3 milligrams makes sense. When people are getting on airplanes, you can use a much lower dose. 0.5 milligrams is sort of adjust your circadian rhythm. But if we're trying to, in effect, lower body temperature, which is partly what melatonin does, and get deeper sleep, we're talking about 3 milligrams or so.
Okay, and that wouldn't interfere with the clonopin?
No, not really. And there are other things, like magnesium, inositol, there's a variety of things. But the issue is what's the cause of the problem.
Yeah. Let me bounce something off you guys and mention, we've come out, as we said earlier, with some liquid herbal supplements, and we have a couple that are designed for anxiety, where anxiety is one of the problems. And we've included some kava. Now, kava was very popular some years ago, and then there were concerns about the safety, and now it seems as if those concerns are no longer a concern. I'm curious, Dr. Brown, what your feeling is currently about kava, especially when we're talking about anxiety.
Well, the big problem with kava seems to be, after we've broken everything down as to why people were having these liver toxicity problems, is that there was such a high demand for kava, and as you know, Don, it's the rhizomes, which are sort of the branching part off the root, in other words, the underground part of the plant. And what it looks like is that there were kava suppliers that were actually supplying other parts of the plant. So basically, say, here's all this kava material. We have this big demand. We can't keep up with it. The above ground part of the plant is actually toxic. And so one of the first things I would say with the kava product is it's just essential that wherever you're sourcing the product is that it's a reliable source. Number two, you're right. I think kava was one of the great anti-anxiety alternatives that was out there. Good clinical studies on standardized extracts. However, I would say the same thing about valerian, which we think about more for sleep, but kava on the anxiety side. I would not recommend using it concomitantly with the medication that Leah's on because there may be some interaction.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Leah. Thanks so much for that call. And next we have Sarah calling from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
I listen to you all the time. I'm glad I finally was courageous enough to call. I have an ongoing project with Lyme disease, and I'm kind of I work with a conventional doctor and also an integrative doctor, so I'm doing herbal on and off with antibiotics. And I pulled this out of your July-August newsletter that I get in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds interesting, but I just thought you might be able to tell me a little more about it. It's an immune booster. It's called Immune Extra.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been familiar with this particular immune boost thing. And I know that, like, there's certain things I have to be careful with, one being astragalus, because I have late-stage Lyme. You can't take, you're not supposed to take that because it actually is not good for later-stage Lyme disease. But there are some immune supplements that have been helping me tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't understand. I was reading about, it describes, I don't know, the different cell buildup and how this works, and I just thought you might be able to...
Immune Extra is an extract of pine cones. Okay, and it's been used in Japan for a while. It's just pretty new to America, so I don't know that there's... They've done a bunch of there's a lot of research papers, but a lot of those papers are just stuff that's happened in test tubes. You know, so I don't know that there's been anything ongoing trying to use it for Lyme's.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a guinea pig for yourself, I guess, here. I don't know if it would be worth the chance to take it.
Now, is this like the Pygnogenal sort of thing?
No. This is a
product.
Yeah, this is meant to be an immune boosting product. Okay. So with Lyme's, if there's no danger, sure, go ahead and try it.
All right. Yeah, it's a tricky thing. It's an ongoing thing. Actually, the lady that just called before, one of my symptoms, since I have it in the brain a little bit, is anxiety. But I have found, like, ashwagandha and Rodelia and adrenal things have helped me a lot, because I just don't want to start on the drug thing. If I can do anything to...
No? No.
And my last part of it is tinnitus, which I have ongoing, and I just thought, do you have any miracle remedies for that?
No miracle cures. Remember that tinnitus is not a disease. It is a symptom, and it can be due. If you look at Dr. Podell, probably agree. You look at the laundry list of things that can cause it. There's extensive. There are studies, and actually there's a large tinnitus support group in the U.S. that actually lists ginkgo biloba as one of the potential options that's available. And I usually suggest that people think about 120 to 240 milligrams of a good, high-quality, standardized ginkgo biloba extract as a possible treatment for tinnitus.
And a good quality high.
Do you recommend any particular source of a good standardized ginkgo biloba extract?
Yeah, Ginkgold, from the company that I happen to work for, is probably the world leader. It contains the most researched product, and there have been studies on that extract.
As it happens, Nature's Way is the most recognized product in the ginkgo field.
Okay, so that would be that. There's also a homeopathic product you may want to try. It's called Ring Stop. Okay.
That's somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
Between the ginkgo and the Ring Stop, that's about.
You just can't take it. I just don't take it near your telephone, because then you won't hear when somebody's trying to call you, because it'll also prevent your phone from ringing.
Put it on buzz.
Vibrate. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Sarah.
Thanks so much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. All right. Well, I have to live with this every day. You know, you just get it on Sunday. All right, time for another short break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Dr. Richard Podell with his earphones on.
Special guest Don Brown will be back after these messages.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us, because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. The human body requires a broad range of nutrients for general health and well-being. Whole food-based multiple formulas can help fill that need. That's why Blue Bonnet Nutrition has introduced Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula. It's a whole food-based multiple with over 25 crucial vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and more than 28 important plant-based nutrients from the foods one should eat every day. It contains adaptogenic herbs like astragalus, ginseng, ginger, garlic and ginkgo, health-promoting greens like spirulina and chlorella, and phytonutrient-rich superfruits like pomegranate, grapeseed, acai, mangosteen, goji, and tart cherry fruit extract. And it tastes great. So if you believe you should get most of the nutrients from your diet and want a multiple that supports that philosophy, look to Blue Bonnet's Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula, which is filled with a harvest of whole food essentials that are perfect for today's busy, stressful lifestyles. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, special guest Dr. Don Brown. And our next caller is Caroline from Queens.
Can you recommend a probiotic that is specific for fungal toenails?
Caroline, there is no research that I'm aware of for probiotics actually treating or having any use for fungal infections of the skin. So I don't have a recommendation.
Yeah, I think the problem with the toenails is that you don't get a whole lot of good blood supply. So anything that you take in orally, it's real hard to get it out to the nail. The probiotics are going to be working in the gut, of course. And I don't know that there's any going to be any relationship to what's going on in the toenail.
No, there are a couple of topical products that you can use for a toenail fungus, but probiotics internally wouldn't be helpful. They'd be good for, they're just generally helpful, but they wouldn't be, you know, specifically helpful for the toenail fungus.
I see. Could I ask another question about the prostate?
Sure.
I have a relative who underwent some radiation for a prostate. They think like it was a cancer. And now he was told to drink pomegranate juice, but he doesn't want to drink 8 ounces a day. I mean, is 4 ounces sufficient, you know?
I can't believe, you know, I really can't believe that. You know, why would, if somebody had prostate cancer and they said pomegranate juice is good, why would he have a problem?
No, not 8 ounces.
So what's 8 ounces? It's a glass. Let him take a little bit each a few times a day. He doesn't have to drown himself at one time.
I see. It's not too much sugar or any, because he's mindful of the sugar content.
They do have pomegranate extract capsules.
I see.
Okay, I am not saying that's going to be as good. Maybe it's better, maybe it's not. But,
yeah.
You know.
I see. But the juice would be much better, of course.
Well, that's what
Let me just jump in for just a second. I actually helped create a monograph on pomegranate for the American Botanical Council, and it was specific to the Palm Wonderful juice that you can find out in the store, and I don't know if Wilner carries Palm Wonderful or not. You can actually go on their website, and they actually have a new encapsulated version of their juice that actually does have clinical studies in men who have had a history of prostate cancer. And so that would be, I think, if you're wanting to really link up the data, that would be a good place to start as an alternative to the juice.
I see. Thank you very much.
All right, Caroline. Thank you. And next we have Ida from Fort Lee, New Jersey. Hello, Ida.
Hello, Dr. Podell. I listen to you all the time, and I thank you so much for taking my call. I will list for you the medications I'm taking, and so I'm interested to know what vitamins I should take. I don't want to overdose, or they may conflict with what I'm taking. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm taking Fosamax, 70 milligrams once a week, but that is...
Ida, this is not something that we could do. I mean, because you're going to read off a bunch of medications.
Arnie is jealous.
Yeah. It's difficult to do it that way, Ida, you know, because, you know, you have a bunch of medications and, you know, it's just takes up too much time. But if you give Dr. Podell doesn't want you to call him. So, but if you want to call us at the store.
Call the store, yeah.
And
talk
you,
to
you,
one
you,
of our
give
farms.
Them the list,
yeah.
And they'll send me the list.
That's right. We'll send it to
Podell. The bottom line is that the answer is probably going to be the same no matter what. With a few exceptions, is a good multivitamin, a good omega-3 oil, and various other things perhaps.
Yeah, make sure you're taking good calcium magnesium product to go along with the Fosamax, a good dose of
vitamin D,
maybe vitamin K2 as well, you know, and you'll be in good shape.
A nice antioxidant like the Antiox Phyto Complex to go along with the antioxidant vitamins in your multi.
Ida, if you want, give us a call at the store. Okay? 800-633-1106. 633-1106.
1006. Okay, I have that. And they will tell me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anyone that I should ask for? Anyone?
Ask for one of the pharmacists or nutritionists.
The nutritionist. Okay, I thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Ida. Okay, and who's next? Margaret from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I want to thank you for giving up your Sunday afternoons to help so many of us out here.
You're welcome.
I have a problem. I am trying to lower an iron overload that I acquired because a doctor prescribed supplements that I really did not need. And I'm working down. Now, I have changed doctors since then, and this new doctor that found the problem has taken me off all supplements, and I've been off for 7 weeks and feeling very vulnerable. My question to you is, could I take vitamin D in the process of lowering the iron, or am I...
Well, you can take all the other supplements. Why, if you're just worried about iron, you don't have to take a supplement that contains iron. There are multivitamins, including Wilvite, that we talk about all the time, that are iron-free. Why would you not take all of the other vitamins and minerals just because you have an iron problem?
Yeah, well,
I don't understand.
That's what I don't understand either.
You should ask the doctor.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Maybe he doesn't care. There's something wrong. And an iron overload, do you have a genetic a medical problem that causes you to retain iron? Or, you know, I mean, how sure are you that you actually had an iron overload?
Because my iron... levels were fine. I didn't realize it at the time. My ferritin was what I thought was low, what I was told was low, but turns out it wasn't. And so I was put on these supplements, and they just made everything go sky high. My liver enzymes are all whacked out.
Okay. Sorry, we don't have time to go any further with this, Margaret, but you hear that nice music. That means Noah's trying to get us to end this this little segment. Okay, we're going to pause for a couple seconds to hear about some news about the Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. We've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this rainy afternoon with you. We hope you've enjoyed it as well and got something out of it. Please visit us at either of our stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway. I'd like to thank Dr. Don Brown. Thank you for coming all the way from Salt Lake.
Seattle. Yeah.
Okay.
My pleasure.
The company's in Salt Lake, but you're in Seattle. Okay. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.